USA Radio News.
President Trump spent Wednesday in North Carolina. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and discussed where the administration is with a potential relief package.
We're now at $1.9 trillion. At some point, Speaker Pelosi has to take yes for an answer. I can tell you there are a number of things that she said, if you only deal with this, we'll be able to move forward. So we said yes to that, only to find out that the goalposts moved once again.
Meadows added that meeting in the middle hasn't come to fruition as of yet, as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and President Trump continue to offer what he calls fair options. The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on the coronavirus. Jay Butler discussed what we all need to continue to try to do to get out of this pandemic.
Wash your hands. Watch your distance. Wear your face covering when you can't watch your distance. And avoid settings where you can't do those things.
In the past week, there have been over 60,000 new cases and over 700 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney has admitted that he did not vote for President Trump when casting his 2020 ballot. Romney, who lost the 2012 election to Barack Obama, has been outspoken about his differences with the president. Romney and the president attempted to make amends at one point, and he was even considered for Secretary of State ahead of Romney's 2018 Senate run. Trump endorsed his election bid. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer has been always given credit for his ability to coach candidates preparing for debates. Fleischer appeared on Fox News and discussed what President Trump should focus on during tomorrow's debate.
People who were previously poor made more money than any other economic recovery. He's got a great story to tell. COVID, you know, I think the COVID story is already written, and that's been hurting the president. And I think one of the debate segments will be about COVID. The president will clearly play defense.
Fleischer added that the black vote will be key even more than in 2016, saying that's where Hillary Clinton lost the election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio News.
It may feel like 2016 all over again as security officials announce that they have gathered information that Iran and Russia have obtained registration information that would aid in an attempt to interfere with the November 3rd American election.
We have confirmed that some voter registration information has been obtained by Iran and separately by Russia. This data can be used by foreign actors to attempt to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, sow chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy.
That's FBI Director Christopher Wray. Another Atlantic hurricane could create hazardous conditions this weekend up and down the East Coast. U.S. Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the latest.
Hurricane Epsilon has intensified into a major Category 3 storm with maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. It's expected to continue a path through the central Atlantic near Bermuda, making a close approach to the island on Thursday afternoon. A direct hit on the island is still possible, but forecasters believe it will just sideswipe Bermuda before turning towards the North Atlantic. While not expected to come near the mainland U.S., large swells could create life-threatening surf and rip conditions along the Atlantic coasts of the U.S. and Canada this weekend.
An idea raised by a Colorado woman gored a person, and now the owner faces two misdemeanor charges. The incident happened near Colorado Springs. The woman who was injured suffered